Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'd like to have Adam Hartage with us. He's a veteran. He's the CEO of Remote Health Solutions. And Adam, it sounds like you share my concern that a lot of people, while we've focused on the health issues, and I don't mean to be dismissive of that at all, at some point somebody's got to put those numbers in perspective with 8 million Virginians and how many Virginians have lost their jobs and don't have enough money this weekend to pay for food for their families. That's a big problem, a pressing issue.
Absolutely. It sure is. And you know, I appreciate you having me on. This whole thing is really been a mind bender, I think, for the world, not just me or, you know, our company, but really everybody. And here's the irony of it. So I run a telemedicine company. Mm-hmm. Business is very busy right now for us. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're hiring. But while most companies are out there laying off, we're hiring because we're trying to meet demand. We're seeing constraints across the supply chain all over the world. But the real problem is when you kill the global economy, how do you restart it? You know, so we've got people that are out there, and the president said it best. I think when he said, you know, we can't make the cure worse than the disease. And I'm fearful that that's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of companies, unlike yours, who don't have the possibility of growing and thriving in this current situation. And it's like watching somebody asphyxiate on the sidewalk because there's no money coming in. They've already pushed everybody out to try to get them off payroll. And every day that goes by, every week that goes by, depending on what their finance situation is, to keep the basic bills covered, there's a possibility if this thing really does go to June that they just simply cannot reopen their doors.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And on the one hand, while we're very cognizant of the health aspect of this, and this thing very much hits home for us because, I mean, I employ physicians, nurse practitioners, registered nurses, people who are still on the front lines in ERs treating COVID patients. We also monitor remotely COVID patients using our telemedicine technology and stuff. So we've seen how bad this thing is, mm-hmm. and it is. But it also, again, keeping it in perspective, you're talking about it's right now it's infected or affected 0.1% of the U.S. population. Mm-hmm. So if can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. No. Sure. I just trying to keep it in perspective. On the one hand, we don't want to be dismissive of the disease at all because it is a very serious thing. But on the other hand, these are one of those real tough life decision times where we have to say, okay, if this has affected 0.1% of the U.S. population, is it worth shutting everything down? And we even go back and forth internally in the company about this because, you know, again, employing doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, business people, we have a variety of different perspectives on the issue, and they range everywhere from well, you know, we're doing the right thing because we've got to keep the burden off the hospital so we don't collapse the system. On the other hand, saying, hey, we're killing the engine of the, you know, the global economy and racking up debt that we're never going to be able to pay. But then beyond that, it's very real to the people who are, quote, you know, on the breadline, right? So if this thing goes on for another couple of weeks, another few weeks, at some point, I think the American psyche just says to hell with it. They say, you know, we've done our part. You know, I've personally, my family, my kids have not seen another person outside of, you know, my wife and myself for almost a month now. We've been totally self-isolating and at some point the American says, hey, this is not how this country runs. We have to get back to work.
It does seem like we are living through one of those tales around the campfire where a moralist would say the rescue boat is full. It holds 20 people. You already have 23 people in the boat with you. There are four or five more people outside the boat, but if you bring them in, we're all going to die. What do you do? And everybody has a different answer to that, but there's just no doubt that if you don't make the right decision, you could cause more damage, more death in the long run, even though your heart may be in the right place. At some point, you have to be stoic and responsible and make some smart decisions, and I think the business community is going to have to address that very loudly going forward. Adam Hartage is the CEO of Remote Health Solutions here. They're headquartered in Midlothian and Powhatan in Virginia. And I really appreciate you coming on to talk through this with us. Glad your company is able to, you know, still work on the front lines and provide some relief there. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks. You know, I appreciate you having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.